This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the 5th of May, and this is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and it's good to get together with you. Hey, hey, how nice to have your company today. I'm just checking all my devices to make sure I'm on air. I think it says I am, so hopefully you can hear me. And we can get together. It is a holiday here in the UK. I've been searching everywhere to see if you have a holiday in the States. I can see that actually it's Cinco de Mayo, which actually technically is a Mexican holiday, but I know it's celebrated all over the States. So if you're joining those celebrations of freedom, it was the Mexicans beating the French as opposed to your Independence Day from us. So which is the 4th of July. So, yeah, whatever you're celebrating today, have a great time. We are also celebrating, it is a bank holiday anyway, what we call a bank holiday, a public holiday, always is the first weekend of May. We get two of them in May. But this week also happens to be VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, and it's 80 years. So all sorts of celebrations are going on all over the country to remember the veterans. There are still a few of them left, but not many. So there are celebrations going on all over Europe. So a very heightened energy is what I would want to say to you. And I'm just looking because I'm running a Facebook chat room. Thank you, Jennifer Hart, who lives just down the road from me in Cornwall, who's saying I am on air. She can hear me fine. So thank you for that. Bless you, Jennifer. You're a star for letting me know. And of course, I will get in the Facebook chat room and do you readings as best I can as we go along. I pulled a tarot card for today. I'm actually using my angel tarot today rather than my wisdom tarot deck. I don't know why. That's just what came to hand. And I have the Knight of Fire. Now, this is a knight in my deck. He's on a beautiful horse, but he's almost a dragon knight. He is passionate, adventurous, self-insured. Sometimes the other side of this can be reckless or restless with a Knight of Fire. I think it just mirrors the world energy. When they gave me this card and I looked and I thought, yeah, it kind of mirrors what's going on in the world. There is so much change, so much flux. The planet is undergoing such change. There are, I think there are 79 volcanoes currently kind of rustling and shaking a bit. I saw there was one that created a tsunami the other day. I think we're in for a lot of seismic change, both in literal terms of the planet, and I think emotionally and structurally in terms of humanity as well. Personally, I'm just stripping back and stripping back and stripping back and letting go. Physically, yes, I'm trying to declutter the house. That is always good. It's good emotionally. But I feel I'm doing it very personally, and I know I'm not alone. So if that's you and you're feeling it, because when we strip off an outer layer of skin, that new fresh layer of skin feels a bit raw, bit sensitive. So if that's you, you're feeling a bit raw, sensitive, trust me, you're not alone. Lots of self-care, lots of rest needed. And you're not alone. If you need me, you can find me on 1-2 Listen, and we can always wrap you in some nice fluffy angels or get some soothing dragon energy to help you along the way. So we've got extraordinary energies over here in the UK. We just had a local election for a county election. I would imagine that equates to your state elections, if you have such things in the United States. We're much smaller, so we have counties. I know you have counties within your states, but we're not that big. So we have county elections. And what's happened is fairly jaw-dropping. The two main parties, our red and our blue party, the Conservative and the Labour, who are empowered at the moment, lost so much control. And what happened was a rise of a party called Reform, which I have to say would not be my first choice. Very right-wing, very reactionary, very wanting to go back to what they see as old-fashioned values with all their judgments. And the middle centre party, the Liberal Democrats, which is far more my bag, along with the Green Party, you know me. They've gained ground massively. So the main thing is the signal to the two main parties that people have just had enough and that maybe two-party politics is over. All I can say is who knows? Watch this space, but interesting result. And also very locally to me, my little village, we had a set of councillors who were not listening to us and were going to take away some steps down to the beach that the whole village relies on. And the whole village has risen up against them. And we stopped it. We got so much media coverage and we were going to do a day of action tomorrow, and I personally was going to be chained to the top of the steps. I think I was quite looking forward to that, but actually the council have backed off because there was so much trouble and they have given us 4 months to come up with a plan. So what's happened is it's created a community spirit. I've lived here for 7 years and I've met people in this village that I still didn't know. So I would say that the reason I'm telling you this, the example has to do with the fact that when you have adversity and what I would call outrageous events on by authority, I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I mean, probably. It so shocks people that actually people who would normally be very quiet and not stand up are suddenly everybody standing up and having a voice and coming together. And what was interesting with our Save Our Steps SOS campaign is that each person brought the skills that they had. So there are people who are setting up bank accounts and GoFundMe. There are builders who are bringing their skills to restructure the steps. There are people who are going to volunteer to be councillors that would never have done so because they don't like the way that they're being represented. My personal bit was I was going to sing protest songs and stand there chained to a railing, but that's just my bit. I always have been a bit of a rebel protester. So anyway, I just share those thoughts with you as May blossoms and the woods just birdsong is glorious. Tap into nature. If you're being pushed by anything that's going on at the moment, find a way to tap into nature. Even if you live in the middle of the city, I do appreciate that can be very difficult. But maybe watch a nature program on television or watch something on your computer and put headphones on and listen to birdsong. Do what you can do. Plant some herbs on your kitchen counter, whatever you can do. So I'm very mindful because I'm watching the time that it's the first show in May and I need to take you through the May starscopes before I do you some readings. So I'm going to do that first so I don't run out of time. So as you know, my starscopes are an alchemy of astrological signs, tarot insight and usually angelic guidance. But this month I've used the star layout with the angel tarot deck accompanied by my dragon path oracle. May is ruled by Ambriel, A-M-B-R-I-E-L, the angel of communication, who guides us with affection to find our consciousness of inner truth and the ability to express that in words and experience. Well, that's the perfect angel for what's going on in our village, that's for certain, and possibly in the world. Ambriel is the ruler of the sun sign Gemini. And May, with May Day and Beltane, which we've just had and celebrated here. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you're doing Samhain, I appreciate. But May in the Northern Hemisphere is Beltane. It's fecundity and fertility and growth and all those things to celebrate. I like to plant seeds of intention at this time of year between Beltane and Samhain and see what grows, what comes. So let me take you through these starscopes. And I'm going to start with the birthday people, Taurus. And the time is now, Taurus, to shift gear into a new reality. The key to open the door to the new is to be very clear about what you wish to create and what you need to leave behind. Clarity is everything because to make this transition may require a reorganization of your material life, either finances or other practical matters, and also forging new partnerships. So take your time, rest, meditate, make space alone for clarity to arrive. And once you find your muse or inspiration, you can start to take the first steps and you'll know when that feels right. Gemini, my mouse is just refusing to... I've got one with a wheel on it. I think it needs replacing. It's not mousing as well as it should. Gemini, This is the moment to stand up and be counted. Our beautiful home planet, Earth, needs you. Gaia is calling for her guardians. Stand your ground, speak up. However, choose your battles wisely. If you're faced with an implacable resistance and closed minds, there may be nothing you can do, but make sure you take right action and live your life as the best example of love that you can possibly muster. Shine your light, and those who see you will join you and walk alongside you. Cancerians, change is upon us all, and as with all life, this may usher in the good and the bad. You can exert a great influence on which of those comes your way. For sure, not everything is under our control. However, we can always control how we react. And that's your freedom and greatest gift. Just imagine that you have the Midas touch. Expect a successful time. Plant those seeds. See what comes up. Nourish those blooms with love. Leo the lion. Fear and frustration only serve one purpose, and that is to disempower. And yet you have the magician's wand in your hand this month and so much potential. If you're drawn to study, sign up. If you feel you want to stretch yourself in some other way, do it. Above all, keep a sense of balance, and by all means acknowledge the shadow, but keep your eyes full of light. Start each day with the intention to love and learn and grow. Virgo, if you've been feeling pulled in many directions, either by others' opinions, obligations, or a sense that you're not fully able to be your true authentic self when out and about in the world, it's time to pull yourself together. That's the only pulling required. Spend time apart from the hubris and ask, who am I really? Or who do I wish to become? Focus and feel. Focus your mind and feel with your heart. And when they're in balance, you've got it. Then you're whole. Librans, you are the guardian of what is to come. What is done and sometimes cannot be undone. However, new foundations can be laid. Have courage to stand up for our planetary home and all the beings here. Stand up for those who try to be the difference by their actions and their heart's intentions. And don't let illusion disillusion you. Don't give up. Believe in what love can achieve when coupled with action. Connect with like-minded souls and buckle down to getting things done. Scorpio, take time, Scorpio. This month, allow evaluation and re-evaluation. It's all inner work. And as the wheel of the year turns and the fire festival marks the beginning of fecundity and fast growth in nature, take time to make sure what it is you would like to sow and nurture. Be open to change. Be open to new ways. Keep a clear head and a sense of humour. Between Beltane and the next fire festival, Samhain, so much can blossom. Sagittarius. May represents a month for great growth and learning. Grab every opportunity. The great philosopher and magi Merlin always advised to learn something as a remedy for feeling sad or lost in life. Be patient with yourself and remember that Rome, and many other cities for that matter, were not built in a day. Let your intuition be your guide and allow yourself the space to heal as you grow. Capricorn, be still this month of May, Capricorn. Never mind what may be coming. Let your mind sink deep into the silky abyss of quiet, stillness, rest. Stress and too much in your mind's to-do list will eventually make you stop anyway, so listen and do it now. Write lists if you must to stop your mind spinning and then put them to one side until you are ready. Your peace and your health are your priorities this month. Aquarius, when as a human you are caught up in a riptide, you can choose to struggle against the water until you're exhausted, or you can go with the flow, surrender, drift out to sea, and when the tide lets you go, you can swim around and back to shore. And life this month is very much the same. This month, surrender to the truth of who you truly are and what you feel is your purpose. Once you know, the waters will calm. Pisceans, the fishes. Oh, Pisces. Dear sensitive Pisces, you are so much more than you know. Push the boundaries of your self-imposed limits. And do you realise what a wonderful difference you are in this world? Yes, really, you. Nobody is perfect. But when you are engaged in doing what you do best, it's a job well done. Allow yourself to fall in love with life and allow yourself to be appreciated. And finally, Aries, thank you for your patience. I know it's not your first virtue, but here we are. Aries, the best healing is the healing we do for ourselves, and it starts within. And this may be physical, but also it can be mental, emotional, spiritual, or ancestral. They are all aspects of our whole self. All great shamans work with this knowledge. So seek out sources of information that serve you. Remember that not all medicines suit everyone and not all practices work for everyone. It's your job to find yourself. So there you go. Those are my starscopes for the month of May. You will find them on the front page of 1-2-Listen along with the scopes of my wonderful colleagues. You can also find them with more information about how I crafted the starscope on my own website, which is angelhandsheal.com. So looking at the clock, I now had better get on and get into this chat room. Let me get in here and tip it the right way up so I can see everyone and say hello. So a very good morning to Renee. Good morning to Pamela and Laura and Jennifer and Tara, Suzanne, to Joni. Who else is in there? Pamela again. Quelly, good morning. Nadine, good morning. Don't usually see you, Nadine, so that's lovely to have you here in the chat room. Kat, good morning. Okay, let me go up and see who wants a reading. So, by the way, I've put in there's a Facebook link in the Facebook chat room. It's one of the first comments because I spent the weekend communing with mermaids. Yep, real live living mermaids. They were just stunning. And there were thousands and thousands of people there on the dock of a little village called Porthleven down the road from me. It has a major food festival. And the mermaids, there's a mer school. Yep, there really is a mermaid school just down the road from me. And the main mermaid, Mischief, teaches professional mermaids because it's quite a skill. I mean, you need to know what you're doing with a huge tail on the end of you. Anyway, if you want to see the most stunning mermaids, go into the 1-2 Radio Facebook chat room and take a look. The first link should take you there. I think I've made it public, so you should be able to see it. And if you're wondering how to get in the chat room, go to 12radio.com, the website. Take a look at the menu. On the left-hand side, you will see there is an option to chat. Or if you're a Facebook person, just put in 12 Radio group. It will take you in there. So good morning to Renee, to Pamela. Laura said she would like a message. Certainly, we can do that. I can see Mark Huston is in the room as well. Good morning, Mark. How lovely to have you in here. Looking forward to Mark's show enormously, which of course follows this one, to try and make sense of things astrologically. I always look forward to his guidance. So, Laura, you have, wow, it's your lucky day. Laura, you have the sun. Good morning, you say to me. Well, the sun is out for you. It has Archangel Uriel. It's a happy time, a happy day. It's a day for having confidence in yourself and very much listening to ideas. So if you suddenly have a bright idea today, follow that intuition and that instinct. So thank you for being in the chat room. Good morning to Jennifer Hart and Tara Elizabeth and Suzanne Morrissey. You would like a card. Okay, so you've been in hospital having surgery. You're home recovering. So I would send Archangel Raphael to you to help soothe and get you back to full and divine health. And let me just see what card would come out for you, Suzanne, as we all send you some loving thoughts to help you with your healing. There we go. I've got earth cards. So this is about self-care, Suzanne, and you know that. You've got to take care of yourself. Don't try and do too much because I have the Nine of Earth, and the Nine of Earth is about rewarding ourselves with life's little luxuries. And sometimes it can mean spending time alone. So this card just sings self-care and taking care of yourself. And treating yourself, allowing, and if that treat is to have more sleep or telling people, no, I don't want to have a phone conversation now, I'm tired, call me back in an hour, then do that. That is the message from the angels. Good morning to Joni. Just making the messages go the right way. You would love a message. A new income stream you're hoping for. So angels, as I clear the deck, what would you like to say to Joni? Just very mindful that I want to get everybody a reading in, and I'm just watching the clock. So Joni's, a message for Joni. There we go. Joni, the message the angels are giving, I've got two air cards, two swords. So this is about your thoughts around money and income. And I have a lovely knight of air that shows me someone who is really putting their thoughts in the right place, and they're crafting it, and they're ready for action. It's a very Gemini energy. So if you're looking at timing, I would say it's on the way, because we're not quite in Gemini yet, but soon. And also take a strong look about where money hasn't come into your life, and it's made you feel slightly sad or distrustful that it will, because actually when you put your focus on, I don't know how this is going to happen, but I'm going to do it, that should shift the energy for you. Good morning to Pamela. Lovely to have you here. And Quelly. Yeah, it's the Cinco de Mayo in the States. Indeed it is. Let's have a look. Nadine would like a message as well. I'm very mindful that time is racing away, but I'm determined to get you all a card. There's a card for Nadine. And lovely water card. A Knight of Water. This is falling in love with life. Sometimes because it's a knight and the knights are very impulsive, it can mean a need to balance emotions. So you might be feeling very emotional about something, things that you see going on in the world. I was talking about our rawness earlier, might make you feel very sensitive, but you know that's okay. This is also a card about social events. So if you get invited to a social event, the angels would say, go. Now, I know I've got some more comments coming into this Facebook chat room, so I'm just going to refresh the whole page. Bear with me while I get myself technically sorted out. Those of you who know me in technology will now be falling on the floor laughing. I promise you I can. And good morning to Serena. I also saw Serena, who's that fabulous producer behind the scenes on 1-2 Radio, who keeps everything working so beautifully. So let me go back down this list and catch up. Good morning to Kat. Kat Garner would like a card. Bless you, Mark, for your... Mark Husson's in the room. Lovely, lovely emoticon. Thank you very much, Mark. That's gorgeous. I say, looking forward to hearing Mark later. I'm just going to get this card for Kat Garner. So, oh, there we go. Your card has come flying out of the deck. My cards jump. They're trained to do that. Mainly because I can't trust the fact of this. I'll stop when I feel ready. My cards just fly out of the deck. If you want to do that with your cards, just tell them and then practice and they will. Seven of Fire. Fire card. Beautiful dragon. Determined dragon. This is someone who's standing up for their decisions and their beliefs. Someone who's standing their ground. It was actually what I was saying earlier about the politics. Stand your ground, but choose your battles wisely. Sometimes if someone is very set in their opinions, there's nothing you can actually do about it. But just stand your ground in that you act in the way that you feel is right, even if that just means standing at the side of someone who's having a hard time. Good morning to Nadine. Listening for the first time, it is a pleasure to have you here. Mermaids and angels, right up your alley. Bless you. Well, I'm glad that's sorted that out. And yes, do take a look. I say my mermaid video should be visible to everybody. Let me just take a look. Where am I? Okay. I've got a few minutes left. I want to do a card for you because I do appreciate that not everybody can listen live and not everybody can or wishes to get in a Facebook chat room. So let us do a card for you wherever you are. whether you're listening to On Demand or whether you just can't get in the chat room for this moment or are not a social media person, I'm just going to tune into you and see, there we go, what cards I get. Interesting, these are cards that speak to the impact that stress has on our lives, and not to get stressed by trying to control your world too much. I mean, it's that old adage, if you can make a change because it's under your control, then make the change. But if you have no control, then don't get stressed over it, because if you can't control it, you can't control it. So let it go. It's what I was saying earlier about letting go. So I hope that all makes sense. I hope there's something in there that you can take home with you that will help you through your week. If you want to find me on 1-2-Listen, I will go over there as fast as I can and you can come and have a reading with me. Don't forget that Mark is up next, Making Sense of the World with the Astrology. Can't wait for that. It's the Intuition Hour with Kat is at 9. 10, Laurie the Love Sherpa with Laurie Love. At 11, it's Life Journeys with Serena, and noon, Fresh 55. Loads to look forward to here on 1-2 Radio. So that's it from me. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for joining me. Always a pleasure to have your company. Have a truly wonderful week. Blessings be with you. Take care and bye-bye for now.